Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project, and happy, happy new year. I hope it will be the best year of your whole life until the following year and the following year and so on. So I'm very happy we can sit together to start the new year. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes and we're going to start very soon with or without cats. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I just want to reflect that this is a time of year that many, many people say, this is the year I'm going to meditate. And I've really wanted to do it. And when I do it, it feels great. And when I don't do it, I feel bad. And then I think, why don't I do it? And then I do it. And then I feel good. And I swear I'll always do it. And then I don't do it. And so on and so forth. So if this sounds at all familiar to you, I want to assure you that you are not alone. In fact, in my 25 years of practicing meditation and almost 12 years of teaching it, I have talk to almost no one who does not have this qualm. Why don't I do it? So I want to just share with you what I think is going on, because everybody who has this question, how do I make myself meditate, is kind of looking for some kind of a Buddhist trick. I will tell you right up front, my friends, there is no Buddhist trick. If there was, I would be doing it and I would tell you what it was. But I'd say like the 975,000th time I heard this question, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be consistent in my meditation practice? Right as I was about to give the answer I would normally give, which is, you know, practical things. Try to practice at the same time every day. Have a place to sit that you feel is uplifted and inviting. And those are, you know, good, not those are not bad suggestions. But as I was about to say these things, suggest these things to this woman, I suddenly had this flash. It is mathematically impossible for 99.5, let's say, percent of human beings who want to meditate to lack sufficient discipline to do so. I don't think that's what it is. Nonetheless, we all think, well, I'm just going to make myself do it, or I'm going to will myself to do it, or the way to make my practice consistent is to say to myself, now you go in there, young men and or young lady, and you sit there and you don't get up for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it is, and then you will have done your meditation. Apparently, that is an inadequate strategy. So again, what occurred to me in this particular moment was, oh, it must be something else. It's not that you lack willpower. It's not that you are undisciplined. It's not that you have some self-sabotaging. I mean, maybe you have all those things, but I would posit that none of those are the reason that you are not on the cushion as consistently as you would like. So let's just start by saying this. There's nothing wrong with you. That's not where we look for the solution. So where do we look? When I formally became a Buddhist, now, like I say, 25 years ago, which nobody has to do that, by the way, and nobody, certainly no one has to do that to derive benefit, I don't think, from what I'm about to say. Nonetheless, it's a easy way to talk about it, what I want to say. When one formally becomes a Buddhist, it's called taking refuge, and you take refuge in the three jewels, as they are called. The first jewel is Buddha, which doesn't mean I worship someone outside of myself or someone greater than me. What it means is the Buddha and I have the same exact tools. And he used these tools that I also possess to attain enlightenment. So therefore, I could too. So it's taking refuge in confidence in your own wakefulness. And the second jewel is called Dharma, which means path or wisdom. So you take refuge in the idea that there's such a thing as wisdom and that it's real and that your path is very particular and you contemplate it and study it and get to know it and see, oh, this is how my path is working. That's very important. And then the third jewel is called Sangha or community, which just means the community of practitioners. And if it's a formal ceremony, then you have some connection to whatever community gave you refuge. Although you can go to any other community you want, certainly. But in a larger sense, it means taking your place in the world, taking your seat and no longer hiding. It means proclaiming who you are. This is me, this is my path, and this is my community, and I'm doing this with others, whether it's a formal community or just an informal community. So Buddha, another way to say Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha is wakefulness, wisdom, and community. So when we sit down to meditate, we immediately establish a connection to our own wakefulness, jewel number one. So you have that one. You do not need to get that one. No problem. But what about wisdom? What about community? We don't think about those things. We use apps to meditate, which are great. Yay for the apps that help you learn how to practice and give you a way to be consistent and so on. But I have discovered that for most people that I know, so take it with a grain of salt, it's not sufficient to just get the instruction and know how to meditate and do it. You need some way of reflecting on your path, the wisdom piece, and you need to feel that you are practicing as part of something else, something that you feel embraced by. And weirdly, that last piece, community, is the linchpin that makes it all work. I did not personally feel happy when I realized this because I'm a solitary person, but if you go and sit with other people in person or online, if you go on a retreat, if you go and take a class, boom, your practice stabilizes. It's uncanny. So there, even though it's a silent thing you're doing within yourself, when you do it in the company of others, it takes root. So if you're thinking 2019, yay, that's the year I'm going to really meditate, cool, do it as best you can. Don't be mean to yourself. Contemplate the importance of connecting with your wakefulness, because that's what we're doing when we're meditating. We're not, you know, becoming better leaders or, I don't know what, fluffing up our amygdalas and so forth. Sure, there's all these proven benefits, but really what's happening is we're on a spiritual path. And so it behooves us to find a way to reflect on that path. Hello. And third, sit with others, whether it's in the Open Heart Project Sangha, which you can find more about on my website, or going to a Zen center or an insight meditation center. Sit with others from time to time and see if that doesn't really stabilize your practice. So I hope this is useful. I would love it if you joined the Open Heart Project Sangha, because it was built to provide all three jewels as described herein. And let's meditate. So we begin our practice by taking the meditation posture, which means to sit up straight with a sense of goodness and wholesomeness, a word not often used these days, and dignity. And we can feel those qualities simply by sitting up straight and not slumping. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, or just above the knee, somewhere that feels comfortable to you. But we're not doing anything special with our hands, because, hey, you guys, you don't have to work right now. You can just rest. So let your hands rest. Really feel the sit bones pressing into the cushion or chair, like really give your weight. You're right here. You're not trying to airlift into another state of mind or being or geography. You're not trying to become someone else. You're trying to be right here as yourself, which is the ultimate practice. So we can feel the weight of our body sitting here. That helps to realize, oh, I'm here. And this is me. Let the belly soften a lot. The area around the heart. Let your shoulders relax. And relax all the muscles of speech. The muscles of the jaw, throat, the tongue. Because you don't have to talk. And that's a luxury. Enjoy it. And let yourself fill with your own silence. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. And the breath is natural, in and out through the nose. Let your attention rest on the breath, meaning feel the breath. Feel the body breathing in and out. That's all you have to do. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, which is fine. And if you notice you become absorbed in thought, just let go. Not every little thought, just the one you see, oh, I'm completely absorbed in thought. I forgot about my breath. Let go. Gently bring your attention back to the breath and kindly take a fresh start. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. And Happy New Year.